Renowned male chorus Chanticleer is coming to Kalamazoo's Chenery Auditorium. I spoke with music director Jace Wittig about Chanticleer's upcoming performance called The Siren's Call.
The initial, I guess you could say, point of embarkment was the tale of the sirens from Greek mythology. But we tried to cast a bit wider of a net, I guess you could say, to kind of draw from the themes of temptation and desire and a journey. The program spans from all the way from Gregorian chant up through pieces that were just written or arranged for us within the past year. But let's see, we have several wonderfully charged madrigals by Gesualdo. We have some Renaissance polyphony by Palestrina and Gabrielli. And then we have several very dramatic pieces at the end of the first half, including, I guess you could say, a rather epic piece by Jaakko Mantajärvi, a favorite composer of ours from Finland. He wrote a piece called Canticum Calamitatis Maritime, which is a song of a maritime disaster. About an 11-minute piece that is a tribute to the people who lost their lives in the sinking of a cruise ship in Estonia in the mid-1990s. That sounds very complicated, I know, but but it's really a very beautiful, moving, dramatic piece. So that's on the first half. And then the second half, we have quite a collection of folk songs from around the world, some music from Ireland, Japan, England, Mexico, the United States, and the program rounds out with our sort of signature blend of jazz and gospel, including a brand new arrangement of a piece called Temptation that's been very popular with audiences so far. It's a Tom Waits song.
So do these themes really help the artists with getting into their performance?
Well, by the end of the season, we will have performed this program probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 or 80 times. And it's very good to be able to have a story to follow and also to have text of quality that are interesting, so that the performers can always dig deeper. You know that there's by performance number 60, there are hopefully still things to ponder in the music and the text. We have auditions every year, regardless of whether or not there are openings, which usually there are not very many, maybe one or two. And it's sort of a two-step process. You submit a recording first for review by the music director and the assistant music director. And once we've sort of screened through the recordings, we invite somewhere between 6 and 12 people, usually, to come out to San Francisco and spend a weekend here that involves a lot of singing, both for the ensemble, some solo repertoire, and with the ensemble. A lot of reading, a lot of new music that there is thrown their way. So it is certainly an exciting but rather intense process.
Right, and this is actually the 35th anniversary of Chanticleer?
It is our 35th birthday. Hard to believe.
What does it feel like to be a part of this chorus that has survived so long after its founding member has passed on?
None of the members here that are currently in the ensemble were around when it was founded, obviously. But I will say we think a lot about how lucky we are to be able to continue a clear vision that was begun. I mean, I think it speaks very, very highly of the strength and clarity of vision of the founders that 35 years later, the model is still basically the same. The repertoire has expanded, but certainly includes many of the same composers and styles of music that the group was founded to explore. So we feel very fortunate to be in the position to continue that work.
I spoke with Jace Wittig, music director for the male chorus, Chanticleer. Chanticleer will perform at Chenery Auditorium in Kalamazoo Friday at 8 p.m.